Welcome to Candlelit Tarot. I'm your host, DL Bester. I'm so excited to be back on here. I feel really good. I feel like I have some allergies coming, but I'm not focused on them because I feel really good. I did my nails, so I'm feeling very flickery with my hands. And I absolutely love it. It makes me feel like myself again to have my nails done. Anyway, let's get into it. Today, we're going to be exploring card number 2, or technically, if you think about it, this is card number 1, because the Fool is actually 0 when you're doing the Major Arcana. There's 22 cards, but the Fool is usually 0 and the Magician is number 1. But technically, since it's 22 cards, this would be number 2. So we're going to be talking about the Magician. The Magician is one of my favorite cards because it's so mystical and magical. And I have yet to see a Magician card. And I've seen so many decks. I have quite a few decks, but I've seen a lot of artwork that's just depicted in a beautiful way that represents the Magician in such a just masterful kind of light. I know a lot of the times when we hear magician, we think of stage magic, we think of, you know, magic tricks, or what was that one movie called? I can't even think of it. I know somebody listening right now, they've already thought about it, but I can't think of the movie. I think it had Jesse Eisenberg in it, I can't remember. Anyways, so I'll think of it later and then I might tweet about it if you are paying attention or if you're listening or anything like that. But anyways, so yes, when I think of the Magician, or when I thought of the Magician at first, when I first started doing readings, I thought like, okay, is it really talking about a magician? Because a lot of times when we look at that kind of stage magic, it kind of throws us off because that's not something that we are... like, if we're doing tarot, we're not going to think, oh, stage magic, you know, because a lot of times, like, that's represented as fake or tricks, and that's not something that, you know, you want to be associated with when it comes to tarot. But in my opinion, since, you know, it's been 2 years since I've started, pretty close to 3, since I've started reading tarot, I've seen that the Magician is a lot deeper and has a lot more significance than stage kind of magic. And I'm not discrediting stage magic, because I've seen some incredible stage magic and wow, but we're definitely talking about different kind of magic. We're not talking about magic with a K either, because when the Magician is spelled, it's just spelled regular. And we're not gonna get too much into, you know, the magic with a K, or however you want to spell it in a different kind of way. It's just the Magician. All right, so when we're talking about the Magician, this represents power, skill, concentration, action, and being very resourceful. So usually when I think of all of the Magician cards that I have, I think of them containing the sources that they need. So this is not just like, how do I describe that part? I don't even know where I was going with that. But basically, when we talk about resources, we think of just having everything that you need, having all of the resources that you need already. So this card usually comes about, in my opinion, when I pull the card for someone, if they've asked me a specific question, say if they've talked about like work or their career wise, this card usually comes up as you have what you need. You have the resources you need. You're wanting to get a new job. You're wanting to advance yourself. You're wanting to move up in your job. You're wanting a new position. You have the resources to do that. You just have to take action. And that's usually what the Magician will represent to me. Not always, because, you know, it depends on the situation, but I just wanted to use that as an example because I feel like it can, just like all the cards, it depends on the situation. But when giving that specific example, I feel like the Magician is saying, like, you are the Magician. You have the ability to create whatever it is you're trying to create. So the magician is kind of like a witch or a warlock, however you're wanting to look at it. But basically this card is like, hey, I have my sources that I need. I just need to start putting them to use. I need to put things together and formulate how I'm going to achieve whatever it is that I'm trying to achieve. So I love the magician card because it's telling you, hey, you don't have to go out and search for things. You already have what you need. Usually, depending on the answer, the source is just the internet. And that might sound like really new age or whatever. I don't even know how to describe it, but it might sound like very sweet and short, but that's really what it is. That's what it is. A lot of times we just need to do more research on whatever it is we're trying to achieve, and we need to learn and then put them together and formulate, you know, how are we going to get ourselves to this next level? How are we going to advance in our lives? How are we going to make our situations much better than what they have been? All right, so if you listened to the first episode in this segment, if you listened to the Fool, which is technically card zero, then you would know that I was using the Modern Witch guide as a way of just getting a deeper idea of the magician. So in the book, it says, it's time to make some magic, to turn dreams into reality. The magician knows what she wants and knows what she'll need to make it happen. Standing confidently and boldly, brandishing a wand towards the sky, the magician channels magic and inspiration into herself and transforms it into creative energy. Laid out before her is all she needs on a crystalline pedestal. The sword, her smarts and wit, prepares her for her task ahead. Her cup is full and emotionally connects the magician to her goal. The pinnacle is the life experience that taught her how the world works. The other wand drives her forward with into action. So before I continue on, I just want to say that that is how a lot of the magician cards are depicted. A lot of times when you look at the artwork, they will be holding all of the minor arcanas. So they'll be holding the cups, the wand, the swords. They'll be holding all of these things, and of course the pentacles. They'll be holding all of these things because they already hold these items, these resources that they need to move on. And that, I believe, that depicts you. That depicts the person who's asking a question, the person who's wondering. That depicts you because you hold these things. Okay, the cups, like it said, full of emotions, ready to go head on as, you know, swords. This represents you. This represents whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, whatever your goal is. A lot of times, you know, I'm sure in the olden days when witchcraft was a super big deal, you know, back in like, I don't know, the 1600s, basically, I believe that, you know, they had these things, they had these resources, and they just used them in a different way. But they had pretty much a lot of the same goals that what we have today. Just moving up, just having a better life, having better chances, having better opportunities. And this is not like trying to trick magic or, you know, stage magic or anything. This is more like using the elements, using things that we already have to just better ourselves, but not in the way of harming others. All right, and once I read on, it says, bring those lofty dreams down to earth, make them real. You know what you want, and you have the magic within you to make it happen. Believe in yourself. You know that you are ready to start creating. Let that inspiration flow through you and use all your tools to make some stuff. This is one of my favorite decks. This is Modern Witch by Lisa Stirl. I think that's how you say her last name. Anyway, it is a beautiful deck. And if you did listen to the first episode of the segment, which was The Fool, you can always go back and listen to that and then come back to this one if you want. But basically, I talked about this is a great deck for beginners. So if you're wanting to get into tarot, if you wanted to know more about it, I know that that kind of, what's it called, that kind of like wave, that trending kind of wave has died down because the internet has been so saturated with, like, you know, once the pandemic happened, it was just like everybody wants to learn tarot and everybody wants to know about it. And so it became extremely saturated, like very, very fast. And, you know, there's just so many people that were diving into it at once, and some good and some not. And I think that a lot of the times you know, we're looking for real good answers and honesty and true answers, and I feel like this is a great deck to start with. I'll always recommend it. Honestly, this should have been my favorite deck, but I didn't even know, or my first deck, I didn't even know about it back in 2020. I think I just got this deck last year. This is a more recent one, if I'm not mistaken. But either way, it's a great place to start, and I highly recommend this deck. It's beautiful. There's other decks that are by, I think it's called Illumini. I don't have the box right here with me, but it's usually like the brand that's on the box. They have great quality decks. Another great quality is Rockpool. They have great decks. There's just so many. Those are just the ones that resonate with me, but you know, pick whatever you want. Pick whatever is going to draw you in, to really get you interested in it, because it is a lot of dedication. We're talking about 78 cards, and you know, a lot of us, we get impatient with learning. We want to know things immediately, and we want to know things overnight, and it sucks whenever we don't, because whenever we don't see results immediately, we end up stopping, or at least a lot of us do. So this is a great way to really get into it. Find a deck that you actually love the artwork and you understand it, because if you don't, you're probably going to want to quit at least halfway, because it's not really resonating with you. You know, you have to really be drawn in. Also, in the first episode, I forgot to mention one of the places that I did learn tarot faster, that helped me learn faster. It was called Bitty Tarot. I wish this was sponsored, but it's not. The website is called Bitty Tarot. I didn't read too much about it. I just knew that I wanted to learn as fast as possible, and that was a great place to start. I didn't do any of the paid stuff, just because that's not exactly what I was interested in. I believe that I could, you know, do all these things through other communities, which I did. If you're looking for places to practice, and you're really just wanting to become professional at it, I do recommend Bitty Tarot, because they have their own community there that is just for the people who actually pay to be a part of it. So that's a great place to start. You can also do Reddit groups. There's not that many, and I actually was a part of some of the ones that used to allow paid readings, or like it was recommended for people to actually have to pay you to get a reading. But I know that recently some of them have stopped, just because there's so many people that will be like, oh yeah, I'll pay after the reading, blah blah blah, and then they don't do it. Or there's people that be like, oh yeah, I'll do the reading, and then they don't do it once they get paid. So it's that kind of thing. It's the internet for you. It's very, very untrustworthy kind of place. But another place to get lots of practice is Facebook. I know Pinterest has an abundance of ways that you can learn. There's so many cards, so many resources on there, a lot of beautiful artwork that people have created themselves. If you are wanting to support artists directly, I definitely recommend purchasing decks off Etsy, because you are really going to help that artist out, and they put in a lot of hard work and dedication into those decks, so that helps. Just find something that you love, find something beautiful. There's so many out there. Also, if you're wanting to get into books, man, now that I think about it, I didn't really read any books on tarot. I just dove right in there. I just dove right in. Now, I was overwhelmed once I saw there were 78 cards, but I was able to get through them so quickly because I had more time back then, but I still recommend looking up some tarot books that are like really gonna help you find the actual meanings first, and then help you look at each card and intuitively decide what the answer, you know, if it's a yes, no, or whatever. Just do lots of practice. That's really what I recommend. Practice makes you better. I don't ever say practice makes you perfect. I don't tell that to my kids either, because at the end of the day, you can practice something forever and then still not be completely perfect at it, you know? And so none of us are perfect. We're all humans. We're all working to get better. So practice makes you better. So that is all I have for you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you are liking this part of the segment so far. I'm gonna go all the way. We're going all the way to 78. Okay, we're gonna keep it going. And I'm very happy that you're here listening to me and that you love listening to me. I mean, I hope you love listening to me because you keep coming back. So I must be doing something totally awesome. Thank you so much for listening. I've been your host, Yael Bester. You guys are awesome. I really appreciate you. Wherever you are, I hope that you are safe and that you're at peace and that you're enjoying your holidays. If you don't celebrate the holidays, I don't blame you, okay? I don't blame you. Nobody should, okay? Nobody should be telling you what you have to do, okay? Because at the end of the day, holidays are just a scam to get us to buy things and to get fatter. It's the truth. Anyway, I've been your host, Yael Bester. This is Candle Tarot. Till next time, I'm sending you all peace and love. Bye.